Next, I think we're going to hear from our illustrious president. Another aspect in the presentation of the strategic framework.
Thank you very much, trustees, for your indulgence with these presentations. This is, I think, fourth in a series that we're doing this year. Today's presentation will focus on strategic long-range enrollment goals for the U of I system and the high bar that we are setting to build on our place as Illinois' largest educator, with more than 81,000 students, strong and growing. The big numbers aside, our enrollment initiative that we'll report today is really about opportunity, giving more students the opportunity for a world-class education that will transform their lives and seizing on our opportunity to even better serve the needs of the state by expanding the pipeline of talent that is so critical to its future. Our ambitious vision for enrollment is rooted in a year of study led by the provosts on our three universities. But like the other snapshots I presented in these presentations at board meetings, it's rooted in the framework's pledge that reaffirms our bedrock commitment to provide the highest possible rate of return for each and every one of our many stakeholders, from the students who entrust us with their futures to the taxpayers of Illinois who invest in us as an engine of progress and will invest in us as an engine of progress that will help drive our state towards an even better tomorrow. It ensures that we never stand pat and never relent in our efforts to be more efficient, more effective, more competitive, and constantly improving. As a reminder, our strategic framework stands on four pillars that guide our way forward and are the core of this year-long series of presentations to the board. September's report focused on pillar one, outlining another year of gains that brought a record crop of students to our three universities last fall. In November, we talked about a groundbreaking initiative under Pillar 4, proposed legislation to create tomorrow's university today through what we call the Investment Performance and Accountability Commitment, or IPAC, which would provide predictable state funding in exchange for tangible metrics that serve the students in the state. Today's update on strategic enrollment touches every single pillar: our student-centered mission, our global reach and impact, our unwavering commitment to Illinois and the Midwest, and our push to make the U of I system the model for higher education in the 21st century. Before we look ahead to where we're going, it's important to look back at where we've been. This is the track record of enrollment at the University of Illinois. The beginnings were modest, with just 77 students in our inaugural class after Urbana-Champaign opened its doors as one of the nation's original land-grant universities. In the years since, enrollment has exploded, as you can see. You can see World War and the GI Bill and the emergence of the baby boom population, but also buoyed by the emergence of leading-edge programs from engineering and medicine to the arts and humanities that have made our three universities the go-to destination for the best and brightest students from across the state and around the world. The U of I system's enrollment growth over the last 150 years has come amid seismic economic and cultural change that has seen America evolve from an agrarian society through the Industrial Revolution and into the digital age that we have fashioned here. Our academic programs have adapted with the times, fostering talents that ensure that our students flourish in an ever-changing, increasingly global world. Some of them even become chairman of the Board of Trustees, to our great delight. To continue our enrollment growth, we have yet to adapt to address a new set of challenges in today's higher education landscape. Student demographics are shifting, with more older, non-traditional students, more distance education opportunities, more transfer students, and a new focus on lifelong education. We have to take that into account. The number of high school graduates in Illinois is expected to decline. Projections show that the state's most recent class of about 145,000 graduates will decrease by 2% by the 2020-2021 academic year and by 14% by the year 2031. But diversity is increasing, particularly with the Latino population, who now comprise Illinois' largest minority population. And this growth of diversity has also brought a rise in first-generation students, and we like to make them our special mission to educate first-generation students. So the manner in which higher education is delivered is also changing through emerging pedagogies such as online education and hybrid learning programs, flipped classrooms, and all of the above. Workforce needs are also changing. We take that into account, requiring us to continuously adapt our programs to serve not just the students of today, but those same people tomorrow when they return later in life to hone their skills in and succeed in rapidly evolving marketplaces that are truly global. Our state faces increasing competition that we have to look squarely in the face to enroll students here in Illinois. In 2014, 45% of Illinois high school graduates enrolled at four-year colleges and universities enrolled out of state, up from less than 43% in 2012 and 29% in 22. So we're losing an increasing quantity of highly qualified, talented Illinois students to adjacent states, and here is where they go. The Illinois Board of Higher Education estimates that eliminating this net loss of approximately 16,000 students, that's net loss, would result in more than $215 million in additional tuition and fee revenue to Illinois' public universities. And when students attend college in a different state, they are much less likely to return and build their family and careers here. So we are exporting talent, we're exporting careers at scale. We want to turn those arrows around to the other direction, not just retain, but actually attract from outside. So for nearly 2 years, we have been taking a hard look at how we can best serve students and the state in this evolving landscape, meet demand and stem the outflow of Illinois students, building on our academic excellence and not compromising a whit on our academic excellence, but turbocharging our power as an economic engine for Illinois, the Midwest, and beyond. And this is how you solve Illinois' fiscal problems. You build a tax base with people who can do things and contribute to civil society. So in 2015, we created a Strategic Enrollment Management Council, a collaboration between system offices and our universities. For students, we note the benefits of higher education are dramatic. Hello, students. Studies show that undergraduate and advanced degrees mean significantly higher lifelong earnings and greatly decrease the risk of unemployment. There's no bad news in gaining a higher education graduate degree. The advantages of a college degree were highlighted here yet again in a study released last week by the Economic Policy Institute, a bipartisan center that focuses on labor issues. The study found that on average, college graduates earned 56% more than high school graduates in 2015, the widest gap since the Institute began tracking data in 1973. So our product, our degrees, our baccalaureate degrees, have increasing value in the civil marketplace. And this is especially true with degrees from the U of I system, which is respected by employers around the world for producing job-ready graduates and the industry and thought leaders of tomorrow. Our students have lower debt than the national norms. Our students graduate at higher rates than the national norms, and they earn more money than the national norms. So the degree from the University of Institute of Illinois is a value. So I challenged the Strategic Enrollment Management Council with a thought experiment to work with our universities on what we might get, what we might look like into the future. And I'm delighted to let you know that, led by our provosts, they have each university has taken a very analytical deep dive, department by department, college by college, program by program, in what we should look like meeting these challenges and opportunities. The long-range target I had in mind was thrown out, big round number, 100,000 system-wide, and I think it's served its purpose to galvanize the thinking and the planning, and what I want to describe today is the outcome of that at the system level. Our universities responded, and I'm deeply grateful to everyone involved in the process for their careful and hard work. They used planning principles. It's always good to have guiding principles behind any complex analysis you're doing. The first one was to maintain excellence. There's no compromise on excellence. The second one was to provide opportunities for Illinois residents that are consistent with our strategic goals and our mission. We wanted to capitalize on our strengths and ensure that sufficient resources are made available for any movement in our programs. We wanted to assess employment opportunities realistically and also benchmark with peers. So that involved a lot of work, and that's why it's taken the best part of a couple of years. Each university developed an enrollment plan that is strategic, thoughtful, and rooted in our unwavering commitment to these principles. And it lines in lockstep with the goals of our strategic framework and capitalize on our many academic strengths. It is not a cookie-cutter approach. Each of our universities has developed its own distinctive plan, capitalizing on their unique and differentiated strengths and opportunities. At the same time, their plans share some common approaches, creating new degree programs where there's demand and there's opportunity, expanding existing programs where there's demand and opportunity, and building on current program offerings. So each of our universities looked at that. And let me talk a little bit, very high level, at our plan, university by university. The growth strategy in Urbana-Champaign. It has a freshman class, as you already know, that ranks among the nation's largest today. So UIUC, in its planning, is targeting graduate and professional programs with an emphasis on online, cutting-edge online programs, such as the new IMBA program that shows strong potential for growth. And in just 2 years, that specific program has gone from zero to about 500 enrolled students. So we know there are some places where we can pick up a great head of steam. Plans here also include new programs that center on UIUC's known academic strengths or distinctive strengths, a new master's degree in computer science, in data science. As we all know, data analytics are becoming very prevalent in today's society. A new online master's degree in accountancy, a Master of Science in Library and Information Science, expanding a Master of Science in Information Management, and a new medical degree that will come with the planned 2018 opening of the Carl Illinois College of Medicine that we are on track to open on that timescale. The growth strategy in Chicago, on the other hand, envisions the bulk of its growth, more than 90%, in undergraduate programs. Recruiting efforts here will be ramped up to increase enrollment to capacity, and we're not at capacity today in existing programs where there is additional capacity at the undergraduate level, but as well as in the graduate and professional programs. UIC's concrete plans also involve expansions of 18 undergraduate programs and the creation of 5 new programs, mostly strength-centered on its strengths as a leader in healthcare education. New undergraduate programs, for example, will include integrated health studies, nutrition and wellness, integrated health sciences, nutrition, wellness, disability, and human development, as well as a new program in data science. In Springfield, UIS will add 4 new bachelor's programs in biochemistry, in exercise science, in public administration, and public policy. And I think many of you will agree that those are very valued and needed areas today. It will also add graduate certificate programs in educational technology and in higher education online pedagogy, along with a pre-nursing curriculum. UIS will capitalize on its place as a national leader in online education by expanding its online offerings and would increase student recruitment efforts with a focus on downstate Illinois and the Metro East region, which will greatly improve our ability to increase our underrepresented populations on campuses. So the net enrollment predictions look like this. Within 5 years, by the fall of 2021, with these careful strategies thought out, balancing financial considerations with spatial considerations, with faculty participation considerations, and demand side, these efforts would increase enrollment at Urbana-Champaign by more than 6,300 students to 53,000 plus, by nearly 4,800 students at UIC to nearly 34,000, and by more than 1,000 students at UIS to nearly 6,500 students. Combined, these plans will increase system-wide enrollment over the next 5 years by more than 15% to 93,646, not that we count individual students with 5 significant figures in that number, but that is the number that's come out of this analysis. And it's a big step towards the original thought experiment of 100,000 students. Based on current graduation rates, the increase would net about 10,000 additional degrees over the five-year period, adding to our standing as a large-scale incubator of world-class talent. Recall that we're losing on net 16,000 Illinois high school students to adjacent states. This would not even take care of all of those students that are leaving. So we're dealing with a big problem, but we're stepping up to it in a thoughtful way. This is how we rebuild Illinois' economy. So in summary and in closing, our vision for enrollment growth is the product of our strategic thinking enshrined in our framework document. It's a product of careful planning led by our three wonderful provosts and is steeped in the values that have guided us since our founding, values that were reaffirmed in our new strategic framework. It was developed with a direct eye towards our place in history, changing times, both the challenges and the opportunities, but will build on the formula for which we're known at the U of I, building on our success and that impact and byproduct of excellence times scale. We want to scale up, but we're going to do it with excellence. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's my presentation. I'd be happy to try to answer questions. I would like Executive Vice President Bob Wilson to join me in answering the questions, however.
Are there any comments from the board?
Well, I would just add the comment of thank you for the challenge of where we want to go from here. As I think back to the strategic plan and the things that we talked about in the plan of setting the stage for us to be able to embrace the opportunity for growth, and I know with particularly the challenges of keeping the in-state students in this state, more of them coming to the University of Illinois and our three campuses is critical, as well as all the efforts for pursuing external students also. I think it's encouraging in this time when we're all trying to struggling with what's the future strategic direction of higher education. We're not going to let ourselves languish in that concern, that we're going to plot a course going forward that builds on our strengths on our three campuses and all the various colleges. I just applaud you for continuing to move it forward.
Yeah, I don't really have a question. I just have two comments. I mean, I know I hate when I see that the page where it shows where all the Illinois students are going, right? Because it's like, you know, a dagger. But, but we still have to fit, even as good as our programs are, we still have to somehow figure out how to deal with things like, you know, Mizzou, you pay in-state tuition, right? I mean, so for some people, that's a lot of money. And so, the great programs we have, if they can't afford it, and they can go out of state, you know, for half the price, you know, someone coming in from out of state. So that's one thing. And the other thing I really like about it is these activities and these priorities are very aligned with your personal goals, you know, that we, you know, just looked at. And I think that gives it a lot more strength and a lot more credibility because you're holding yourself and we're holding you and your team accountable for it. So I like how it's all quite integrated.
Thank you. I'd like maybe Bob to comment on the cost issue with regard to the out-migration of students.
Yeah, so yesterday at the ASAC meeting, we talked about the challenges of recruitment and admissions, and one of the things you asked about is why do students go to other places? And we know that the bulk of the reasons they report, and we check every year on why students don't choose Illinois, even though they've been admitted here, why they may go somewhere else. The bulk of the reasons are financial. And so we all know that we've got to increase scholarships and financial aid for our students. We've been working on that. It's grown dramatically over the last few years, and I'll be happy to share some of those data at the next meeting with you. But it's a never-ending process. And I think, Trustee Smart, you brought up at the yesterday's committee meeting how important fundraising is going to be as we go forward. So calling on our alums and our friends and our donors to think about giving back to the student experience so that we can be competitive in our recruitment efforts is going to be really key.
Yeah, so. And you've heard me say, you know, multiple times, we have so much to offer, and we need to continue to make sure that people in the state and other states know it, right, from our brand awareness the overall brand and the academic, you know, the quality of the academics here. And we need to make sure that our, you know, 100,000 alumni are our spokespersons for that. So,
so we are going to compete on cost, and but on quality, we're the best. But we're going to maintain that, I like to think. So, and what you're going to be voting on today in terms of the tuition freeze is an important part of this overall packaging to increase our competitive posture vis-a-vis our... And I would say that we already provide from university resources about $150 million of financial aid to our most needy students, and that has grown at least factor of four over the last 10 years or more. We'll get you that that data.
Any other comments from the board? Well, Dr. Killeen, I want to thank you for your presentation. If I had to come up with one word to describe your ideas and your presentations, it would be visionary. And I think you have extremely cogent arguments here for pursuing this. I think it's a fantastic goal for us to undertake. Thank you for the presentation.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chair.